winner at the Antis White concert. Okay, we're continuing on page 11 on the 25th of Shvat, which corresponds to the 20th of the month of February. We're talking about touching shoes and washing hands. And so the Sefer tells us the following. After a person touches their shoes, there's two reasons why you need to wash. One is because of nikiut, that in terms of just cleanliness, and the other is because of ruach ra'a. And you'll see the ramifications in a minute. What's says the Yalkut Yosef, cleanliness. That we're going to demand cleanliness, and ruach ra'a is some type of spirit. That we're going to want there's this notion that we've seen many times already, that when it comes to this, we want to attain a higher level of cleanliness, and for certain things, it's not a dirty or disgusting, but it's also a general over-encompassing of dirtiness, which the Mefarshim explain as ruach ra'a. Just like walking into a washroom and walking out of a washroom, potentially that in and of itself has this evil spirit to it. But this is not an evil spirit like voodoo. This has to do a little bit with also dirty. It's connected to dirty in some form or another. But it's a much higher level, higher demand of cleanliness than just dirt. The Yalkut Yosef, in number, take a look at 8. On page 11, Hanugia b'min alav obisandalim. So I don't know how popular that is, sandals, but more importantly, our case, shoes. Tzarich litol yadav. Now, here we go. Avonugia b'garbayim nikiot. What? Clean socks. Eino tzarich nitila. Why? Sherak bin alayim shedorech alem al gaber karka. So here we go. There's something about shoes that touch the ground. This, you'll see, this reason is unbelievable, right? That's a problem. I will explain. Well, he will explain. There's something about the ground. It's although you might say you're grounded, right? I mean,
you're in the land of Eretz Yisrael.
Appears so. By the way, I mean, you're talking about Eretz Yisrael too, right? Good. Very good. So there you go. There's something about even the ground in Eretz Yisrael, right? There's tinuf v'zihum. There's something of, I don't even know, disgusting, some type of filth that exists on the land. Why? Listen to this. Shenemar arura adama bavracha. By Adam, the ground is cursed. There's some type of this ruach ra'a that exists on the ground. Therefore, tzarech netilah kshenogeh behem. But garbayim, but socks. Ink techalach epahem. By the way, nafkimir to Toronto, minhag. In Toronto, what do we do?
Take our shoes off.
Take our shoes off, and we touch the ground. Now, here's what's interesting about ground. Does ground mean like tile and carpets, or like outside dirt. Or sand or dirt? Or is it referring to, let's face it, your houses are extremely clean, right? So, but nonetheless, it's so the ground. Is that considered arur adama bavracha? Is that cursed the ground? Or I don't think the Torah says cursed the tile or carpet, right?
What if you're in New York, you actually walk around with your shoes?
Oh, so in a house. Right.
But then so that'll be considered like the street, I'm assuming.
Right, so I understand if you're on the street, although...
Like the same, maybe not.
So maybe. So the question is maybe. The question is, what does it mean they say Christian ground? Is that, what about if it's tall? What if it's carpeted? What about if it's...
Second floor. Second floor of the ground.
No, but I'm what about the second floor? Right,
But I'm saying here it's common not to walk around with shoes, right? But in New York it is common to walk around with shoes, so maybe that would be considered because
more
of floor.
I was saying it goes by what the regular habits, like the habits of people.
Correct, because like if people are walking like with their shoes on, like in New York, right, it may not be as clean as it is in Toronto, the floors.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Right? So it could be considered the same thing as outside.
Well, but like a dorm room, which is filthy. Yeah.
But let's say you walk in with your shoes and then you clean it anyways with water or something, like, does it still have ruach ra'a?
So the question is this just a dirty, is this a cleanliness thing? We see not, because arur ba'a. I word the Rabbah Varecha has nothing to do with dirty disgusting. It has to do with God cursed the ground. Okay. So, in the Rabbah Varecha, let me throw Nikki Ashin. Wait a second. But look what he says here. This is what I want to point out. Avaba Garbayim, but socks. In Derech Lalach Behem Ella, Al Ritzpa Nikia. She'in Shem Ruchra. So, what's it? But your socks, you walk around with a clean floor. What do we see from here?
That contradicts it completely, though.
that it appears that, what do you think? If it's a clean floor, so there's no ruach ra, i.e. tiles and carpets, i.e. your house, my house. But if it's, so what do we see from here? That arur adam bavracha is referring to outside. Now here's an issue with what outside. Wait a second. I don't know about you, but our roads are paved. This is not the ground. This is pavement. This is asphalt. This is
layers above.
Right, you want the ground, it's like...
But people walk on the grass and then cross the street.
Okay, so the grass, okay, the grass maybe. right, okay. So grass is a good point. Grass is definitely the ground. But my driveway isn't,
so maybe sidewalk. If you're walking barefoot or not, like if you would walk barefoot on something. If that makes sense.
Okay, good, fine, that's fine. Now, just going to clarify this, I hope. I'll just find a key. I change the rule. Leficha, ha-gorev garbai mo-pashtan, a person who has socks on, or he takes them off. V'kosha in behem ze'a v'zuhama. So a person who wears socks, and you remove your socks. And if it doesn't have on it sweat of some sort, you don't need to tilt your dime. V'kino ge'a b'sruchein alayim, en zerach nil yadayim. Or even shoelaces. Because shoelaces don't touch the ground. So we see in many ways it's a ground thing, yet at the same time it's also a dirty thing, and there seems to be a connection between the two of them.
Your floor is dirty, you walk in with your shoes, and then you wash your floor, it still doesn't matter? It's permanently coming?
Say again, if you what?
You walk into your house with shoes.
Wrong with the shoes.
And the Ruach Ra is on the ground.
On your shoes.
So now it's in your house. Even if you wash the floor, it still doesn't matter?
It goes away, no? If you clean it, it's clean.
But it's still karka, you still have Ruach Ra there.
It's karka or it's tile?
Karka, but you bring the karka out.
No, what he's saying is you walk outside on the street. You step on the karka. You bring that in your house. It's New York, it's not Toronto.
If it's Ruach Ra, washing it doesn't do anything. So is that permanently...
Washing Ruach Ra doesn't do anything? If you wash your hands in the morning, it gets rid of the Ruach Ra.
No, but it's on your shoes.
What if you wash your shoes and then touch your hands?
They were just confused.
Yeah, if you can wash away Ruach Ra, if you step with your shoes outside and step inside on the tiles,
and then you wash,
it's like washing your hands, no?
Right, it could be walking on things that are clean. Also, cleans them off.
If you wipe your feet on a mat, doesn't
clean right. It's like, if you wipe your hands on a hard surface. Okay, you'll see. Misha chalatz min olav b'li negebhem. What about if you remove your shoes without touching them? Of course, then you don't need nitil yadayim because you can kick off your shoes. That's why I do not wear laces, not on my shoes. The only shoes that have laces are my running shoes. That's it. So, skip. And again, binalei bayit tzirich litol yadav k'moshon negebhem min olav. Ah, slippers. And you're going to say, why? These are slippers. They never go outside. Mem tad. V'yesharim she'enin ha-makbid... Mekapot et ha'ekev elaptuchot ma'achareihen. Ein tzarich litol yadav k'shichot tzav negebhem. Let's say Crocs, or what are they called? The Israeli ones?
No,
thank you. But you do need to wash your hands. So we see it's almost a contradiction. I don't understand. If you tell me my house is clean, then that's fine. Yet for slippers, which let's assume you wear them in the house, why do I need to wash my hands? He doesn't say it, but here's what I think he says. There's two different aspects. And I think one exists, one doesn't exist. When it comes to cleanliness, I assume, ladies, gentlemen, your house is clean. That's my assumption. I know your mother's. Your house is clean, right? If the house is clean, no one's gonna have a dirty house, or not usually, maybe in front of the house. But here's the thing: there still it appears to be this notion of tuma that exists, and whatever floor that you have, it's where you stand. It's what's connected to the ground, and that seems to have arur adama bavarecha. That there's a notion. It's not a dirty thing, and that's why perhaps it still requires nitilat yadayim when you touch your shoes, because it has to do with dirty or disgusting. My shoes aren't dirty or disgusting.
So of course,
clean.
If you touch
my slippers
floor,
are clean. So then, exactly, if you touch the floor, for also you're going to need to, right? Now, but obviously, it's going to need to be the now. Here will be the nafkamina. Is it? What about the top part of your shoe? Is it possible just to touch the top part of your shoe and not your sole?
Similar to
high heels.
Yeah. Normal shoes.
Absolutely possible.
If you use heels in the middle where the
tongue, yeah, the top of the shoe.
The top of the shoe.
Anything
right. Like that. Right.
It's the same thing as the laces.
Same as the laces. Oh,
very similar.
You're right. Same as the laces. Very similar.
Okay. Unless you say too much travel, can it travel from the bottom to the top? Does it extend?
Okay.
What about the inside of your shoe?
Really?
So the inside of your shoe could be a problem. The inside of your shoe could have sweat in it. Meaning, that's not Ruach Ra thing, that's sweat. It's dirt, right? You wear your shoes, it's sweat inside.
Is Tuma more strict than Ruach Ra? Where's Tuma on that level? Ruach Ra and Tinuf.
Really?
So it appears there's two issues here. There's sweat, dirt, disgusting, and there's Tuma at the bottom of your soul. Either one of those things require you to die, both out of Bracha. That appears to be what the halacha is trying to tell us. And what's fascinating is Chazal will end with his vort. He doesn't say it here, but I thought about it before. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, what do you say? The Kohanim did not wear shoes. Why? Because I think we use shoes. It's almost as if, by the way, an Avel, a person, right, an Avel removes their shoes. Why? It connects to something earthly. They've lost a family member, right? They're almost now, they've become more cursed. They've become more like the ground. But
has that work with Moshe?
But it also gives them much more connectivity to the ground. Because a Kohen, it's not about where the Kohen is going, it's where the Kohen is, right? An Avel is not about going, because you can't go anywhere as an Avel. It's where you are at that moment. Not wearing shoes places you in that moment, because you don't travel because you're not wearing shoes, right? So, and that's, I think, also the idea behind Kohanim, it's the idea behind Malcolm. If it's you're in a place that is Kedusha, this is what I tell people. When New Yorkers make fun of Torontonians, they say Toronto has the status of Makom HaMikdash. And Makom HaMikdash, you are where you are. You're there, right? It's a place of holiness, of Kedusha. You guys live in New York City. That's why you leave your shoes on, because you want to get out of there.
Keep your materialistic shoes on.
Keep materialistic shoes on, New York City. In Toronto, we want to take our shoes off, because this is we recognize the higher level. In Toronto, Lahavdil, like the Mesa Midas. They don't like when I say that, but that's maybe is a... And by the way, what was Yosef sold for, says Chazal?
Not lying.
Tamos, right? Right? So we also see that shoes, there's a negative component of shoes. Shoes are things that we want to discard, because in the ideal world, we weren't born with shoes. We weren't born, right? Ideally, we should find the place that we're in as the ideal place. That's a high level that we try to attain, that Kohanim can attain, right? And hopefully also we'll be zochet to attain recognizing the importance of where we are at that moment and not needing our shoes, but recognizing the importance of the ground that we are in at that moment. Have a great evening, everyone.